Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Let's start with the draft because it is happening tomorrow. There's even more rumors and speculation happening and smokescreen stuff, not necessarily with the Chiefs, but towards the top end of the draft. And it got us thinking a little bit more about wide receivers in this draft and just how will the Chiefs and other teams approach that position this year and going forward. When we keep talking about how talented and deep, you know, these wide receiver classes are year after year, at some point that is going to change how teams view them come contract time, right? And come the future markets that we're going to see. And it reminds you of just also how difficult it is to hit on that particular position, right? Because that's what I first noticed once again was the reminder of how challenging it is over the last 20 drafts of data. And this comes from ESPN, by the way, since 2000, basically the hit rate at certain positions based off of who gets that second contract. And at wide receiver, only 27% of all wide receivers drafted from 2000 to 2019, that's when they cut it off, have actually gotten a second contract. That's crazy. It's the worst of any position, by the way.
Which is wild. And I think if you look at some other advanced analytics, it's not quite that bad. But it does give you a little bit of pause at wide receiver. But the other part about this that I think matters more now is I went back through. I went back through and I looked at first round picks at wide receiver every year. It's getting better. Like, if you want to know the truth, the success rate is just getting better. And I think because the way the league is changing, like, I think that getting a second contract is not going to be the indicator of I made a good selection and it worked. And the reason why I'm saying that is I think as good as these wide receivers are getting, I do not think that teams will hold on to, let's say, Rashee Rice, maybe, level wide receivers, or Tyler Boyd level wide receivers, or T. Higgins in Drew's case. Yeah, you might pick up the fifth year option. They might hover around you a little while. Would you call T. Higgins, and T. Higgins was like just outside the first, but the same point. Would you call T. Higgins a bust?
Absolutely not.
Would you say that pick didn't work? No, that'd be crazy. Yeah. And he's not going to get a second contract with his team. I think those 900 to 1,100 yard wide receivers just very simply aren't going to get second contracts with teams anymore because of how many good wide receivers are available. Look at last year, for instance, right? Jackson Smith and Jigba, we don't know. Quentin Johnson, in the early going for a year, we don't really know either, but kind of looks like a busty maybe type wide receiver. Zay Flowers and Jordan Addison, you wouldn't complain about. The year before that, Drake London, you'd still take. Garrett Wilson, you'd still take. Chris Olave, you'd still take. Jameson Williams and Jahan Dotson, you'd probably like a little more time on, but not totally out of the question. Year before that, Chase Waddle, Devontae Smith, Tony's kind of a bust. And then Rashad Bateman, where at least you'd be like, well, again, quality NFL wide receiver, not good enough to justify keeping around. I think that's where that hit rate becomes interesting. But I can't ignore the fact that according to that, over the last 20 years, you are twice as likely to hold on to an offensive tackle long term than you are wide receiver. Now, I think some of that is because it's hard to find quality offensive linemen. I'll be honest. I think sometimes you overpay. I think quarterback is far too high on this. You'd be like, they got a second contract. Teams give bad second contracts to quarterbacks all the time.
Yeah, this criteria, the chart that Adam Schefter put out, again, it is based off of the last 20 drafts from a 2000 to 2019 span. Center 92% hit rate. You draft a center and a 92, basically first round picks.
Because if you spend a first round pick on a center, he better damn well be there a second time.
Absolutely. Offensive tackle, as you said, 59%. So it drops off from 92 to 59%. Guard, 50%. Then you get in kind of the middle tier. Linebackers, 48% of the time you draft a first round linebacker from 2000 to 2019, they got a second contract. Quarterback, as you said, is a little misleading, 46%. Sometimes teams drafted a quarterback and, you know, he's serviceable and they end up still giving a second contract. Doesn't mean that it's an elite quarterback or anything like that. Edge rusher, 44% of the time. Is it basically, do you hit on it? Defensive tackle, 40%. And then corners, 38%, the same as running back. Knowing the positions we've discussed for the Chiefs that we think is that are in play at 32. Wide receiver, offensive tackle.
I think defensive line.
And maybe defensive line. I know there's some corner stuff. But based off of that, wide receiver, 27% hit rate. Defensive lineman, if you know, edge and defensive tackle, by the way, you combine them, it's an 84% hit rate. But it's 40% defensive tackle, 44% edge. And then offensive tackle, 59% of the time. But the challenging thing for this year's draft, if you believe some of the reports coming out this morning from guys like Dan Brugler and others that are, you know, making some phone calls around the league, it sounds like everybody is trying to recognize that or trying to trade up because they recognize that the offensive tackle market is top heavy. While there's a ton of offensive linemen that could get drafted,
it drops off after the first five.
Yeah, not just drops off after Joe Alt, who's clearly the best offensive lineman, I think, in the draft, but after that. And that's where it's tricky, whereas I deep down do believe the Chiefs would like to draft a tackle. But can they do that at 32? I'm getting less and less, I think it's less and less likely, less and less confident that the Chiefs can just stay at 32 and actually draft the tackle.
Which means, because of how high they'd have to go up, if all these other teams are looking to trade up, it's maybe not realistic. Look, I'll be honest with you. What Nate was talking about yesterday, going up to 9 to get Joe Walt, the reason why moves like that, or let's just say that they love the guy at 17, aren't crazy, is because the Chiefs are going to be picking, at worst, what, 28th over the next 5 years? Or at best, 28th? And at worst, 32nd for like the 14th consecutive time, they're never going to be picking at a position where there's going to be a just no doubter. Oh, man, there are so many tackles in this draft. You could get one at 32 is a sentence that has never been said about the draft ever. So you're always going to have to, if you want to get the guy, you're going to have to trade up or you're just going to have to take the same risks you've been taking. You have to hope you get a quality starting left tackle like a Brandon Albert in the third round of the draft. You're going to have to hope that you find these little nuggets here, or you're going to like start guys like Wanya, or you're going to have to go out there and pay in free agency like they tried to do with Trent Williams, like when they traded for Orlando Brown Jr. I do think if you're giving up, some part of me, though, is if you're giving up two first-round picks, let's say to get Alt, I'd rather be looking for the team that would just give me the guy who I know is good. Like, I want the cheap contract, but I also would rather just, like, no, I'm trading for a top five left tackle. Does that make sense?
I hear you.
If I'm giving up two first round picks, I kind of just want to know.
I hear you, but I think in the case of Joe Alt, and we're talking about a left tackle, I think most people are pretty confident. Like he's not that he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but that, oh, he's going to be in this league as a left tackle for 15 years.
It does feel like there's less Robert Galleries than there are the other versions of that. Well,
that's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
When I think tackle bust high in the draft, I don't know, what can I say? I think Robert Gallery.
It is interesting because
he still played like 8 years in the league or something. Probably.
Like I don't know. It might have been last week where we said, well, you know, if the Chiefs are going to trade up, what are they more likely to trade it for? Is it a wide receiver or an offensive lineman? And the consensus, I think, was between us was, oh, it's definitely a wide receiver. They wouldn't do it for an offensive line. But it seems like now if they want the old lineman, they would have to trade up to get it. Instead of just stay pat at 32, it's very interesting how that conversation has kind of shifted.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's exactly right. I mean, it seems like you would have to have a trade up now to get what looks like the potential starting left tackles. Now, you know, even the kid out of BYU, Kinsley, you know, the thought at one point was, oh, he'll for sure be there. Tyler Guyton, he'll for sure be there at 32. If you're going to actually believe the reporting this morning, and I understand some of this is still smokescreen stuff, it would make it seem like teams are trading up even for those guys.
Yeah. I mean, look, that's one report, but who was it who said, don't listen to anything about the draft until it's 24 hours.
Inside of 12 hours was Bill Belichick.
Oh, Belichick, 12 hours. Okay. We're not quite there, but close.
Yeah. Kingsley Suamataia. Sorry. That was who I was thinking, but, him and Tyler Guyton are the two names that I think are the most realistic if they're going to get a tackle in the first round.
And Guyton's been like in the early 20s, you know, in some of these mocks.
Yeah. I mean, look, I've seen all those tackles up closer to the teens than you'd like. Like the ones where you're like, oh, that guy's going to be available at 40. And you're like, not so much. Again, that's why wide receiver is so interesting to me at 32, but I don't fear, like, I don't think it's a bad first round pick if you get T. Higgins at 32. Does that make sense? Like, if all I get is 5 years of play out of him, over the course of 5 years, he averages 925 yards, and then they walk on him. I don't think they screwed up their fifth-round pick. I think they simply got a productive player for 5 years at the wide receiver position and then decided that the cost-benefit analysis of available wide receivers to them at that price aren't worth it. I'll just go draft another guy at that range. And I think the NFL, if wide receivers keep hitting at this rate, are going to keep doing it that way. Because that thing you pointed out, the 2019 to 2023, if you look at the wide receivers from 2020 on, I would say 70% are capable NFL wide receiver, or better than that, that you would be happy to have on your team. It's like a 30% bus rate where you're like, yeah, I don't want Coleman, right? Outside of that range. But I mean, most of the guys, you'd be like, yeah, it'd be fine. Well,
I think especially too, Cody, for what you're saying is, for what you're drafting to at that position, it's not like the Chiefs are drafting a number one wide receiver and they have to, not that they, you know, don't hit on it or whatever, but you're drafting for a third wide receiver spot potentially to be a number two. There's not as much risk necessarily of you having to get the best guy that's available right away. Like, you can afford to maybe wait until the second round and you still get a guy that fits exactly what you need and not have to take a guy at 32 for that. There's no pressure to get that position filled, I guess, if you will.
Yeah, it all depends on, we're all basing this off stuff that we don't have the insight on based off of what is Brett Veach's draft board look like. Because I'm with you, like, yeah, you can wait till the second round, but we don't know there's the name of three wide receivers, let's say, that they just think they love. Yeah. And we all, in our mind, whoever those three are, we all assume maybe they're guys that are going to go in the first round, but maybe there's actually a guy they project as a second rounder and they feel great about, like they feel unbelievable about. And so either they take him at 32 or like, wow, I thought you could have got him in the second round. Why did they take him at 32? Or it's the opposite, which is no, all along they feel good about multiple wide receivers that they project as second rounders. And that's where you end up taking a left tackle at 32, or you take a defensive lineman at 32, or you take a corner or trade back. I think that is very much in play too.
And you're like, all these teams already got wide receivers, and we love like eight of these guys. It's fine.
Well, especially if you held a gun to their head and said you had to pick at 32, they might go defensive line or corner. But I do think that if the offensive linemen are gone, it behooves them if they move from 32 to 41 and they happen to bag an extra third round pick, that gives them four picks in the top three rounds. You can still get a decent You don't miss out on a tackle because everybody had already gone off the board, where you can still get a wide receiver and maybe a guard, somebody in that third round spot where you can have the rotational piece and feel comfortable enough, at least maybe going into the season with that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.